So there are times in my life where I think to myself, wow, I'd love to be a kid right now. And just kind of fingering my way through this book, it's good for a kid, it's good for the parents, it's an everybody kind of book. Two Cats, a Mermaid, and The Disappearing Moon is a children's book from local author Pamela Knutson. You'll know her the moment she starts talking, and then once we get into the conversation, she's our cat lady in the canyon, by the way. Pamela, welcome to the program this morning. How
good
are you?
Good morning, Ed. I'm great.
Good. Congratulations, first of all, on this magnificent book that you've written.
Thank you so much.
It is a delight to know that you've completed it. I know you were working on it for some time.
Many years. All yes. Right. Thank you.
And what triggered the need to write a book, and why a children's book?
I've been a writer since I was probably 4. I mean, you know, that's one of my favorite pastimes.
Right.
And have always been a writer, but not professionally until recently. Right. About 10 years ago, I started getting essays published in local publications, right. LA Times even, and realized I got the bug.
Right.
I'm a writer. It's one of my callings, a big calling.
It is, because I'll tell you what, you do write beautifully.
Oh, thank you,
Ed. You write
Ed.
Beautifully.
I had a freelance writing business for a few years. I just did a lot of copy for people's marketing collateral and promotional things like that. But right. I started a blog in 2014 as a way to connect with people. Because
right.
writing, like music, connects us together.
It does.
Started, you know, and they always say, write about what you know. Well, I know cats. I love cats. One right. of my passions, besides music.
Right.
So I started writing this blog, just kind of a day in the life of cat lady, in the course of doing such, trying to debunk the crazy cat lady image.
Right.
Because
right.
I kind of don't fit that, and a lot of us gals don't.
You know, you're not like the lady on The Simpsons that comes out just throwing cats at people. Crazy
no,
cat lady.
I might be crazy, but it's in a good way. Like a lot of us cat lovers.
Right.
We're passionate, we're devoted.
Right.
So that struck. Then I just started, I was always writing little essays, short stories, doing readings and things like that. And one night, oh gosh, 2008.
Okay.
I remember it well. It was December. There was a full moon. I was standing on my deck. I was living more in the canyon area of Laguna, holding my cat Lexington. And I'm a big nature buff. I love the full moon. To me, nature is so magical. Standing, watching the full moon, and clouds covered it, and it went away. Right. You know how we all talk to our animals,
right.
whether it's cats or dogs.
Right.
I said to Lexington, "Lexington, where did the moon go? It's gone. It disappeared. It's just gone." And he looked up, you know, and I brought him in the house, and just, you kind of, when you're a writer or a creative, you get a download for an idea. And I
right.
just started jotting down an idea. And over the years, I thought I've got something here.
Right.
And I don't have children. I never did, but I always love kids.
Right.
I connect with them. And I'm very childlike myself.
Yeah, I've noticed.
You know, a lot of us, we're all six-year-olds at heart. But anyway,
it's a childlike exuberance you have. It's it really is. It is. I enjoy being around you for that exuberance.
Well, thank you. Yeah. Thank you so much. It's
how'd the kid? So you read your book to some kids yesterday.
I did.
So where'd you go? Who
oh,
were they?
Goodness,
what'd you do?
That was so fun. But yeah, so to quick finish what I just, you know,
right.
I just thought a children's book would be a really fun way to connect with children.
Right.
And to kind of live vicariously as a child through my stories. But anyway, so book got published. I did my very first reading yesterday at the Boys and Girls Club here in Laguna Beach.
Right.
To a group of, I don't know, maybe 16, 17 preschool age children.
Oh.
And they were mainly about 5 years old, but 3 to 5 was the age group. And it was the most joyful experience. It was so fun.
Were they enthralled?
By chapter 3,
right.
they were saucer-eyed, staring at me, truly listening. Because up until then, you know, children are wanting to talk. I mean, it was a lot of interjection with their, but they were listening, commenting, and
right.
saying things. And but once the story got a little suspenseful, as
right.
it does, yeah, they were engaged. They all had their own kitty stories. I had a Q&A at the end.
Right.
Does anybody have any questions? And they all raised their hands, and they all wanted to
that.
Tell their own stories.
Oh, I love
about,
that. Yeah.
And the first thing I asked, I said, does anybody in the audience here like kitty cats? And everybody raised their hand. Then they all wanted to tell me about their kitty cats.
Right.
And then they all wanted to share about how they also look at the full moon, and right. It was charming.
There's nothing like the wonder of a child. There really isn't, yeah. Especially when you're reading a wonderful story to them, and it's illustrated so beautifully, yes. Like your book is.
Yes.
So tell me about the illustration and who did the illustration?
It's a sister duo. Okay. They're both artists. Their company is called DeWitt Studios. It's right. Patricia and Robin DeWitt. And they do a lot of children's books. And through the publisher, I got to work very closely and I monitored and was, I participated in all the decisions.
Right.
Because I'm working with a hybrid publisher.
Okay.
So they do everything that a traditional publisher does, but I'm the ringleader.
Right,
I got to pick the illustrator. Yeah. I got to impart my vision and they executed it.
Right.
And that's to see something that's been in my head for years.
Right.
Come to life in this book.
Right.
I got to submit photographs for reference of the images. So it takes place in Laguna Beach.
Right.
And so I submitted photos of the canyon, different areas of, you know, Heisler Park, Shaw's Cove, Divers Cove, cottages in my neighborhood so that they could. So the book, the illustrations were a composite of all that we know.
Oh, that's so and they, very they, cool.
The first time I saw the final renderings ever, right. I burst out in tears. Right. Like, oh my God.
This is
so cool.
To keep the creative control that
yes.
you did was probably the greatest thing ever, first of all, because it is really, it's your ideas. It's your neighborhood. It's your town
my
coming
cats.
Out. Of, right.
These
it's your
were
cats,
my cats,
for God's
man.
Sakes.
Yeah.
Tell us the story. What's the story about?
Well, I don't want to give away too much, but it's about these two very curious boy kitty cats, about right. 6 years old. And right. And they love playing under the light of the full moon because, as we know, the full moon makes everything beautiful and sparkly and magical.
Right.
So every full moon, they go out in their yard at night. Their mother lets them out because they know they will not leave the yard. Right. They're good little kitty cat boys. But they go out one night all excited, and the full moon's gone. Dark. There's nothing. No full moon in the sky.
Right.
There's a weird red orb instead. And they don't know what it is.
Right.
And they're like, man, we're going to go find the moon. If it's not here, then it's somewhere else in Laguna. We're going to go find it. So the story is about their adventure of trying to find the full moon.
Oh, I love this.
And all the creatures they meet along the way. It takes place starting in the canyon.
Right.
And it ends up, it could be Shaw's Cove, down at the beach.
All right.
Could
be Shaw's.
Could be Shaw's Cove. Could be Divers Cove.
Picnic,
yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, right. But it's down there. Right. And all the darling critters and creatures they meet along the way
right.
that kind of might know where the moon is, but they don't really know.
Right.
They meet a mermaid. We all know mermaids exist, right?
Everyone does.
Yeah.
Everyone knows that. Yeah.
So they meet a mermaid, and she's pretty instrumental in guiding them to the right sources that finally tell them what happened to the moon.
I am going to love reading this book. I am going to absolutely love reading this book. And I'm telling our audience right now, if you've got kids or you're just an adult like me with this childlike splendor and wonder and imagination, you want to get this book, Two Cats, a Mermaid, and the Disappearing Moon. Is there a passage that we could hear? Or?
Ooh, well, if you want.
I would love.
I would love.
Yeah, please. Read a page.
Let's
or a paragraph.
Or so it's a chapter book for parents. It's a 9-chapter book suitable for readers of maybe 6, 7, 8, depending on the level. But, right. you know, to read to your child who's a little, not quite a reader yet, it's magical.
Right. That is
and
magic. That is magic.
The illustrations, the kids at the Boys and Girls Club, every time I show the illustrations, oohs and ahs. And
right.
Anyways. So how about, let's do... This is chapter 3, entitled The Disappearing Moon.
Okay.
So this is just a page from chapter 3. Topper and Lexington climbed up to their usual spot on the branch of the tall tree in their yard and looked up at the sky. They saw some stars and some big puffy clouds, but the full moon was nowhere in the sky. And down in the garden, nothing shimmered or glimmered. Everything outside was dreary and dark. Topper thought the clouds were covering the moon, but when the clouds began to drift apart, what they saw was a big, round, red thing in the sky. This red thing did not light up the dark night. The cats figured that it must be some kind of planet, a strange-looking planet. They were not going to let this red planet ruin their night of fun of playing in the moonlight. They'd waited long enough for the full moon to come back. If the full moon wasn't in the sky over their yard, then it must be somewhere else. they would just go have to find it. Mm-hmm. Ignoring their mother's rules and warnings, off they went into the cold, dark night under the glow of a strange red planet to search for the full moon.
I love this. I really love this.
Thank you.
And I can imagine parents reading it to their kids. And there is no better, as a guy who still remembers those days of reading to my child, there's nothing cooler than reading to your kid.
Aww,
that is so cool.
That's neat.
Beautifully done. And congratulations on its release.
Thank you.
Where can we go to find this book that would benefit you the most?
Well, at the moment, it's available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, you know, their websites. Right. I'm looking to get it into Laguna Beach Books. I've reached out to them. I just have yet to hear back.
Okay.
I've reached out to some other independent bookstores in the community. So as soon as I get them to...
All right.
Carry my book, I'll let you know.
So the Laguna Beach Books, they listen to the show. They regularly tune in for for InfoWars at least. I know they at least listen to that 5 minutes of me. Let's grease that wheel if we can.
It would be lovely to have it, you know, here carried here locally.
Right.
And displayed to show off the gorgeous illustrations. And
In the meantime, parents, I strongly suggest you look for it on Amazon right now. Two Cats, A Mermaid, and The Disappearing Moon. Pamela Knutson, local author. Congratulations.
Thank you, Ed. I am so
excited and delighted for you. And I can't wait to read it myself.
Thank you so much.
All right. You've been great. Thank you very much. And come on back.
I will.
Let's do this again.
Okay.
10:13 the time.